ओम शांति। शशि बहन कुड नॉट कम सो आई हैव कम इंस्टेड। सो आई वुड लाइक टू जस्ट वंस अगेन आस्क व्हाट इज द टॉपिक दिस इवनिंग। The greatness of purity. Beautiful topic. The greatness of purity. What is the meaning of a Brahmin life? Brahmin life means the experience of purity. What is the meaning of an angel? The embodiment of purity. Natural, real form, pure form of purity. So Brahmin purity, angelic purity and divine purity, perfect purity. What makes us great? Greatness of purity. What makes us divine? Perfect purity. This word purity, Baba has used it. Purity is inner beauty. Purity is your personality. Purity is royalty. Purity is reality. With purity, there are many, all these things are connected. Whenever we think of purity, before purity, a word is used in a form of mantra, and that is be holy, be yogi. Cleanliness is also purity, clean, clean, pure. So what is difference between being clean, clear, holy, pure? Clean, clear, holy and pure. Anything which is natural, we call it is pure. So Baba is bringing in us the sanskaras of natural purity. Our original, eternal nature of the soul is pure. When we are experiencing here as Brahmin, then we are going through different stages. As soon as we become Brahmin, we are aware of cleanliness. We are aware of pure food. Yesterday Baba spoke about that you Brahmins should be careful that you eat pure food cooked in yoga atmosphere and eat in also in Baba's remembrance in pure consciousness. Pure thoughts, pure feelings, pure attitude, pure vision, pure vibrations, pure behavior. So Brahmin means, Brahma means establishment of purity. Whenever we think of Brahma element, means the pure element. Brahma, Brahma, Brahmacharya and Brahmachari. These are Hindi words or Sanskrit words. Brahma means the soul world. Brahma element means pure element of light where nothing can influence. Our own thoughts are merged, cannot influence us anymore. Our own sanskaras are also merged, like everything in the seed is merged, the whole tree is merged in the seed. Nothing is visible. So Brahma element is a pure light where the souls are completely in its own level of purity. Means each soul in the soul world can return home only after becoming pure. In the golden age, they become worthy to be worshipped according to the level of purity. All are pure, but worthy to be worshipped deities, those who have become pure, have become free from their past karmic accounts and have made their sanskaras pure. See, there is difference between returning home pure soul. That means they return clean souls. Means all that impurity that they absorbed in the cycle of time, that must be washed away. Only then they can return home. But the golden age, in the golden age we can reach only when we have sanskaras of purity. In the soul world, souls can go by experiencing sorrow, punishment, pain, but they don't experience happiness. They don't experience that greatness. So there's a difference between the experience of purity of going for the soul world purity to go home. That is drama, bhava, situations make us pure. Once, it is very early days, this is the story of 1960. We were sitting in Baba's room. A small group was there in front of Baba, about eight or so. Even at that time, even a group of eight had come to Baba, used to be considered a big group. We were a small family. And one person asked Baba, Baba, when all souls are at the time of settlement, when destruction takes place, all souls realize and they experience that now is the time to return home. So either they experience suffering or the realization and then they make themselves pure. So they are purified through suffering or through realization or whatever way. Only then they can return home. So they are pure. Because you say that the souls can return home only when they are pure. Excuse me. You can share with somebody's telephone. Headphone, sister. can share with somebody. Now there are two, three, no, just share with someone. Yeah. There is a headphone here as well. There is, yeah, share with somebody. And so they asked Baba, why should not be? Baba is merciful and loveful and all children are equal to him. Why should not they go to the golden age? So I was also sitting, the room was small. I was sitting on at the edge of Baba's bed because the room was small. Now we have double room. The Baba's room, the wall is broken, so it is more than double, triple room. But before that it was just only the part, no, on the front side, the chair is there. There was a wall and a door and that was the room, only small room. Next to Baba's gaddi, some people were sitting, and so I just sat here at the edge of Baba's bed. Baba looked at me and said, daughter will give reply. I said, Baba, they have asked you this question. And Baba said, no, but bachi, Baba is saying that you should give them reply. So, now in front of Baba you cannot give knowledge, no? But as Baba said, so to be obedient and say, I said, Baba, Baba is the washerman. He washes all our dirty clothes, means our sanskaras, our past, you are purifier. But for other souls, Baba is like the washerman. Because at that time, Baba himself sometime would come and there in Pandav Bhavan, when you go in the big kitchen, on the left-hand side now, there are some cars standing and that place used to be the washing area where fire was in open fire. And a big tub was there with soap and water is boiled and the clothes are mixed in it. And so, Baba used to wash clothes, help the brothers, and brothers would wash certainly, but sometimes Baba would just be there very active to wash the clothes. I said, Baba, it is just like washing the clothes. No? In this washing pot, all the clothes are put. All are washed, all the dirt is washed away. There is the thin material, there is thick material, there are sheets put in it. All the quality material, different size of the clothes are washed. They are clean. But their quality has not changed. So here, the other souls, they are washed away at the time of destruction, where their sins are washed away, and they return home. But they have not made their sanskaras pure. And purity is the, Baba used to say, that you need to get the pass to enter the gate of purity. You need the, just like a ticket for the golden age to go to purity. So they did not give anything. They did not get this pass. They did not pass this subject to become pure. They were made pure, but they did not themselves become pure. So the quality, it did not change. And so they, when they come back again at the time when the world starts becoming impure. And so certainly there is a difference between the purity and the souls we adopt and purity that other souls adopt. Clear means when the souls who are Brahmin souls, they purify themselves with yoga power, with the fire of yoga. They purify themselves with the fire of love, yoga fire, the fire of love. And others purify themselves not with the fire of love. They have a fear that they did not do something good, but with realization they are purified, they, with suffering they are purified. And so they do not make the sanskaras of happiness. Where there is purity in sanskaras, there is peace and prosperity. So they go only to the peace world, but not prosperity and not happiness. And golden age is the world of sanskaras of happiness. So they don't go with happiness, they go with the feeling of shame or repentance. So next day then Baba spoke more about purity. And later on sometime recently, there was a few years ago, there was a beautiful message that came through the trans messenger, that there was a huge queue, big queue was there, and at the door, so many people were standing, and they received something from this door, window, and then this window's closed, and then another door opened, and there was written, the gate of heaven, gate to heaven. And those who had this piece of ticket that was there, only they could enter that gate. So it means that here now at the confluence age, Baba is giving us this ticket of purity. And those who have taken this ticket of purity, they can enter with respect to the golden age. It is respect worthy. Where there is purity, there is permission. There's fearlessness. There you have the permission and position to go into the golden age. So the difference is, now when we become Brahmin, first we make our consciousness clean, swachh. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Like all the dirt and dust, the influence of body consciousness, of matter consciousness. Because impurity comes through body consciousness, body awareness. And so when we become Brahmin, the first lesson we learn is, I am a soul. So our consciousness changes, our understanding changes, our attitude changes. So this dust consciousness, that the body consciousness, which made us dirty, in a sense that body conscious attracts us towards the bodily being. Soul consciousness attracts us to the Supreme Being. And so now our own body consciousness, our sense organs attract us to other things, and then weaknesses and vices make us weak and impure. Impurity is not only just of one vice, but impurity means all the vices. So purity is the greatest virtue of all, the greatest power of all. So first thing is pure consciousness. So there is cleanliness. It means all the dust of body consciousness that we have allowed ourselves to be dirty, we clean our consciousness. We dust away body consciousness. From body conscious to soul consciousness. Then all whatever we do, Brahmin, from morning till evening, we have the consciousness that our body is clean. We take shower. We cook food in clean consciousness, pure consciousness, clean consciousness, everything is done properly. So this is external thing. But external is connected with the internal feelings as well. When Baba speaks about holy, then it's be holy, be yogi. Cleanliness can be practiced by other Brahmins as well, for other people as well. Many people in the world like to live a clean life. But Baba makes the things clear in our life as well. Clarity is given. Why should I live a pure life? Why should I live a holy life? So a mantra that Baba has given is be holy, be yogi. He has not said be yogi, be holy. We know that we become pure through yoga power. But mantra is be holy, be yogi. So in this aspect when it is holy, it is that we become like a holy swan. Our intellect also becomes pure, clean. Cleanliness outside is an external cleanliness. Now, cleanliness is also connected with the pure mind and also divine intellect. Holy swan means the one who has the power of discrimination between right and wrong, between stone and pearl, between milk and water. So our intellect is very clear what it is that I have to pick up in the company, in the environment I am from morning till evening. So knowledge-able soul sees itself, the intellect, what I have picked up, because whatever I will pick up and understand with my intellect, that is what I am feeding the mind. If I have misunderstood anything, my mind is thinking whatever I have picked up by intellect. I have understood good, my mind is happy. I have misunderstood anything or I felt something wrong, then my intellect or my mind is not happy. So it is whatever intellect has given the thought to the mind. So this is why divine intellect, holy swan, is that there would be many different situations in front of us. But we need to keep ourselves beyond the influence of the environment, free from wrong thinking, wrong understanding. Clean intellect, clear intellect, pure intellect, divine intellect. So this is why Brahmin, said only those who just live clean, clear life. There are many elderly people also live a pure yogi, pure life, celibate life. But this is the life, the divine intellect life. Life is divine, life is elevated. So, Mama's picture, goddess of wisdom on the path of bhakti, is shown that she is riding a swan, holy swan. Means, it is just the check yourself, your thoughts are positive, pure thoughts. As are my thoughts, so is my attitude. So is my vision. So purity of thoughts, purity of vision. So when my vision is pure, my thoughts are pure, what would be my behavior? Interaction with others would be great. If my thoughts are disturbed, what would be my actions like? Either it would be anger, or it would be criticism, or it would be defamation, or it would be gossip. It would not be filled with greatness. It would be filled with one or another weakness. So pure understanding, knowledge, washes away the impure thoughts and impure information. So Baba is giving us very clear understanding. Knowledge is also a method to purify our intellect. But yoga is the power to purify our past actions. So when we are free from past sinful actions, wrong actions, vices, then we are pure. See, clean, holy, pure. So purity leads to perfection, perfect purity. Means actions, when our life is pure, our actions are good actions, which give happiness to others. With the purity, we have royalty in life. So this is why Baba says, purity is royalty. Purity is reality. Means truth. So in the soul world, its purity, in the golden age, purity is royalty as well. But this royalty we adopt this time. Truth we adopt at this time. And when there is truth, there is no fear. Your heart dances, mind dances. Our behavior with each other is that of happiness. So you feel life is great, very happy. So Baba gives us the pure knowledge about himself. When human being hear, we read scriptures, we read books, then their experience is also mixed in it. But here now, when we have knowledge given by Baba himself, first we experience our own self as a pure being. So I am, when we are meditating, we are not only just meditating that I am a soul, but the consciousness is, I am a pure and peaceful soul. My original eternal form is purity and peace. Then we are thinking of the highest home. As I am a pure soul, where I have come from the element of light, pure home, Brahmalok. Where there is purity, the mind is not questioning anything. Why, what, where, how, doubt comes, when things are not clear and pure, given by others or understood by our own selves, the doubt becomes dirt. And then we begin to argue for, to understand or to prove who is right, who is wrong. Truth does not need to be proved. Purity is truth, and it is self-proved. It cannot remain hidden. Just like the fragrance of the flowers cannot remain hidden. The light of the sun cannot remain hidden. The warmth of the sun cannot remain hidden. It's experienced. So when we are practicing this soul consciousness, we are experiencing this greatness, relationship with God, the purifier. Only when we experience our truth, purity is truth. Purity is greatness. Because it makes you self, it creates self-respect, and others also respect you. Why all these holy people, they are considered to be holy? Certainly, they practiced up to certain level of purity in their life. So they are considered great souls. All are souls, no? But they are called great souls, holy souls, saints, respect-worthy. So purity is respected. Purity brings you closer to God's heart. You begin to love your own self. Any type of impurity is there, you feel not good inside. You feel ashamed. It makes you feel guilty. Any wrong action, any impure action creates guilt, bad feeling. And this is why on the path of bhakti, because we lost our purity, we lost our truth, we lost our royalty, and we started worshipping, and we again and again went in front of the deities or in front of the statues and said, I am a sinner, I am unworthy, I am downtrodden, I am nothing, I am like dust, I am like this. Where we were so great? And greatness is gone away because purity is gone away. We are still souls. The respect is gone. Self-respect increases when purity is practiced. Self-confidence increases when purity is practiced. And not automatically when this truth is practiced. Truth is the power within the soul. So Baba then enables us to bring once again this purity in life so that we can go into the golden age, the age of truth. And they are not only pure in their soul, in soul consciousness, but this purity in every level, five elements are also pure, so their body is also pure. And this is why, so they are worship worthy, the form is also worshipped. So pure body, pure soul. The deities are worthy to be worshipped. Their statues are created. they are worshipped in the temple. So then in the path of bhakti and the path of bhakti in the temple statues are worshipped. But at this time, this body is Vibhava says, as a Brahmin, you make, consider your body as a temple. And when you enter a temple, automatically you want that I should have good thoughts, I should have pure thoughts, I should create pure feelings. So now we make this body temple now, because these five elements are being purified. It means we are using these five elements or sense organs with pure consciousness. Karma yogi. Yoga, in action there has to be connection with Baba, yoga with Baba, so our actions are elevated actions. Yoga specially is to burn the past actions, wrong actions. Karma yoga is so that we purify these elements, so then in the golden age, Baba said, your life will be long, body will be beautiful, and body will be healthy. So there is health, wealth, happiness, greatness in every aspect. Health, wealth, happiness and harmony. So deities are then worshipped with, they are called deities. They are also worshipped in the form of the Saligram as a soul, and the temple, in the temple as statue, worshipped as double crowned deities. Means the crown of light and crown of might. So free from any kind of impurity at this time is experienced now. No Brahmin life. In the golden age, there is not a question of thinking of purity, because it becomes natural. So we have to make the sanskaras now first to remain clean. Living in this environment, living in this world, living like a lotus flower. This is why the aim and object that Baba has given is Vishnu. And these are actually pure thoughts, pure action, pure interaction. Our world should be also pure, great, divine. When our thoughts are clean, this Swadarshan Chakra, it is making the mind clean by spinning the cycle of self-realization. Positive thinking, pure thinking, powerful thinking, elevated thinking, well-wishing thinking. It's the purity of the mind. Thoughts are repeating again and again. And they are creating the vibrations. As what kind of thoughts we create, they create vibrations. Whatever word we speak, they create the atmosphere. One person speaks and the other speaks. It becomes in the atmosphere, it becomes a news. Just like on a radio station. This is, mouth is speaking out. And if you don't speak, only speaking, only keeping in mind wrong thoughts, atmosphere, environment, vibrations are heavy. Good thoughts, you feel you are cleaning the atmosphere. Pure thoughts, creating pure thoughts is just like a spinning, circulating air. So purity of thoughts in soul consciousness. So I need to check again and again, have I in the mirror of the self-realization, I need to see my own mind. If there is happiness, fearlessness, thoughts are positive. Happiness, not happiness, temporary happiness. There's a difference. Pure thoughts automatically create contentment inside. There is patience in the self. So purity is the mother of all the virtues. You can say purity is the seed of all the other virtues. Pure intellect, pure mind, naturally will change our behavior, no? So I need to have a checking, but as well as also see not only own mind is pure, but greatness, power is that I am not influenced by impurity or negativity of others. This is why lotus flower is also considered a symbol of purity. Holy swan is to pick up the good things. Lotus is not to be influenced by bad things. To remain clean, untouched, uninfluenced. To become true, another verse Baba says, Vaishnavas, Brahmins, there are Brahmins, and they are called, in the early days, Brahmin used to keep, they called themselves the Brahmin from Vishnu clan. And they would not allow anyone's shadow, even an impure person's shadow, should not fall on them. Or anything which is not clean should not touch their clothes. Or if they go out, if any kind of bone or anything outside is touched them, they must come and wash themselves, clean themselves. But that is physical thinking. Here it is the mind. Anything which is impure, because we are living in the world which is totally degraded. It means to keep the consciousness above. Elevated. Not only just positive, but elevated consciousness. So then I am catching what Baba is giving, the power, but I am not touched by the influence, so we become influence proof. Like water is there, dirt is there, but the flower is not touched by the water, is not influenced by the mud. So am I keeping my consciousness so elevated? This is what Baba says, you can call it angelic consciousness. Living in this world, being in connection with others, you don't carry any burden, you don't take any bondage, you don't take any influence. If the bird's wings are dirty, she won't be able to fly. If it is in bondage, she won't be able to fly. So bondage, if the mind and intellect is tied with somewhere, it is also a kind of impurity. So freedom. So angels are transparent. Means inside, outside, I am honest. Honesty is also purity, truth. Purity is truth, is greatness. So angelic consciousness, transparent life. It's not that my, from outside to other people, in order to show, I follow the discipline, I practice, but deep within, I'm struggling, I don't want. I have a fear if I don't practice this, others will think I am not a good Brahmin. I am a Brahmin for my own experience greatness. Not that others should think great, not for praise, but for my own progress. That is what brings the self-respect and self-confidence. And then you are neither touched by even somebody is criticizing you. Oh, you are running very fast because you... Sometimes you begin to practice good things. You are criticized by the others. And you feel that you are losing respect from the society. It's a fear. It is inside, you know, it is good. But then people, those who are not powerful yogis, or they are not yogis at all, for them, you are not worthy. They think that you are, inside they know that you are worthy, but they don't praise you. So you are not influenced by defamation and you are not influenced by praise. This is what it is, be untouched by, free from influence of praise and defamation. You are practicing the power of truth. You feel this greatness, and because you see the importance. Importance of purity makes you feel great. Not fear and not any feeling of people accept me or not, respect me or not. Stable, steady. It is the power of purity that keeps our heart clean. And then we are able to have good wishes for others. Any kind of impurity, you would not feel good of my own impurity or impurity of others. We would not feel good. Impure actions of others. And if I don't have good feeling, I cannot create good wishes. So this is why it's a really greatness is that I am benevolent being. As Baba comes in the body, but it is not even pulled or influenced by the body and is not influenced or impressed or disturbed by the activity of this world. He knows what is happening, but remains totally detached. And this is why he is called benevolent being, merciful being, loveful being. Not only just pure, but he says, I am purifier. And so when I am in company of Baba, then I adopt this power of purity in me. So that not only just I am not influenced, but I am also helping others to be purified, that they are purified. When I am not influenced, they get inspiration to transform themselves. And so this is why it is the benevolent, this truth is greatness because it brings benefit to others. It's real gold. It makes you clean gold, true gold. All the alloys is mixed, removed. And when the alloy is removed, you are real gold. Pure gold. Golden aged soul. But golden aged soul in the golden age, because I do not know what golden age would be like. There, I do not know what contrast is. Now is the greatness because I am preparing my stage as a pure gold. No alloy is mixed in me. It means I have flexibility. I have greatness, humility, greatness, purity, solid. But I have humility. Pure gold is not tough. It's easy to mold. So it's greatness and humility together. So more pure you are, more truth you are, you don't have stubbornness. So So purity is truth. Purity is greatness. It is humility. And so, in the diamond, Brahmin life is diamond life, solid life, strong life, valuable life. So we understand the value of the life which will continue for the whole cycle. So as pure as gold, valuable. But intoxication, greatness is that diamond can be fixed in the gold. Diamond is not fixed in the plastic. A diamond, jewelry, is fixed with the clean, clear gold. So now I am making my life pure with this realization that I am a diamond, a hero actor of Baba's, which is flawless. Flawless diamond means then all the weaknesses, all the vices, all the shortcomings, there's no flaw in me. So that perfect purity is diamond-like purity, unbreakable purity. Purity, unbreakable purity. Solid life of purity, valuable life of purity. It's called greatness of purity. Okay, Om Shanti.